180 kilometers south of Perth, is developing plans to build 40 tiny homes to lease to the community. Proponents Katie and Lee Pritchard are urging that these homes will not be used as temporary accommodation for tourists, but rather permanent residences for local community members. While the proposal has been some backlash due to concerns over sewerage and road infrastructure interruptions, the development is set to improve housing crisis conditions.
In other national news, a major United Nations review has called on Australia to end laws that allow religious schools to legally discriminate against queer students and staff. Currently, schools can fire teachers, block promotions, and exclude students based on sexual orientation, gender identity, marital status, and/or pregnancy. Belgium, Iceland, and Mexico specifically urged to remove these harmful exemptions. In total, 9 queer-specific recommendations were made during public education, including public education around queerness, bans on conversion practices, and ending medically unnecessary surgeries on intersex children. In international news, giant pandas have officially been removed from the International Union for Conservation of Nature's endangered list, now being downgraded to vulnerable. This comes after coordinated efforts to protect and expand panda habitats in China, increasing populations in the wild, and strengthening breeding and research programs. Despite this good news, giant pandas remain at risk. There are still fewer than 2,000 pandas living in the wild, depending heavily on bamboo forests, which are ecosystems that face ongoing threats of climate change and habitat loss. Work is essential to move pandas farther away from extinction and secure a stable future. Moving on to the weather, which for 8 a.m. is 26 degrees, with a wind of 35 kilometers per hour. It is 63% humidity and 38% cloud cover, with it being partly cloudy, so shouldn't feel too muggy. A UV index of 1 means the outside is actually having a nice day for once without the constant risk of sunburn, so have some fun. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. for more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.